Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Was it a cyber attack or was it just an accident? Let's talk about it. Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone. And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Baltimore, there was a ship that hit the bridge, and everyone is aware of this. And for those of you that are not aware of this, I'm not sure why you wouldn't be. But thank you so much for tuning in. Now, we're going to talk about this, and this happened just, like a day or two ago. And when everyone was looking at it, everybody was looking at it. And when I first saw it, I'm like, okay, you know, I'm thinking accident. And the first thing when I saw it on X, and they were posting on there, and I said, this happened because of DEI, you know, because think about it. We've had airplanes in the sky. The window pop out, the door opens up. There's been issues with the wheels, the landing gear. It's been constant stuff, trail derailments. We've had fires just popping up, and it's because of DEI. That's what I said. And a lot of other people started calling it DEI as well. I don't know if I'm the first one to say that, but some other people were saying it. And actually, some people were posting it talking about DEI, and it went viral. And of course, you have these fact checkers, per se. They got on there and said, this has nothing to do with DEI, has nothing to do with it. But they really don't know if it does or not, because there was no investigation that came out. See, I was just putting it out there because what's been happening is a result of DEI. Pete Buttigieg, he's the transportation. He's over the transportation. And the only reason why he's there is because of his lifestyle. They were calling him Pothole Pete. He couldn't even fix the potholes in his own city when he was over that. And then they put him over this, the transportation, and look what's happening. It's been going downhill ever since. And again, the only reason why I believe they put him in that position is because of his lifestyle. Now, I want to play something for you, because without all of the evidence coming out, the government state media automatically came out and said that it was just an accident, nothing to see here, just an accident. And when the government state media runs out there before they even look at it, doing any kind of investigation, and they tell you one thing, it's more than likely the other. It's more likely the opposite. Why do they do that? They tried to get ahead of it. They tried to get ahead of the game before people came out there and started questioning what was happening. So then they can just put it out there and say, no, that's not a conspiracy. There's no cyber attacks. None of that took place. This is all geared towards just an accident. But listen to how they put this report together. Watch
this. It's the middle of the night on Tuesday, March 26 in Baltimore, Maryland. A Singapore flag cargo ship called Dolly leaves the Baltimore harbor around 1 a.m. local time. The ship's tracking data shows it's just 20 minutes into its journey to Sri Lanka when it collides with a support column, sending the Francis Scott Key Bridge into the Patapsco River. The bridge was built out of steel and opened in 1977. It was 1.6 miles long and had 185 feet of clearance.
The Francis Scott Key Bridge is primarily an arch bridge, and more specifically is a truss arch. And the truss refers to sort of the triangular steel members that you can see along the arch. These are one of the strongest self-supporting shapes or structures that you can build.
The bridge is part of Interstate 695, one of the main highways that forms the Beltway of Baltimore. According to the Maryland Transportation Authority, the bridge carried more than 12.4 million passenger vehicles in 2023. According to local authorities, the bridge was undergoing maintenance that evening, but it was still open to traffic. It's around 1:23 a.m. according to this timestamp from this live stream camera, which captures the cargo ship as it heads towards the bridge. 1:24 a.m., the lights on board the ship appear to go dark. The lights turn back on. 1:26 a.m., The lights appear to go out again as the ship approaches the underpass. The ship's tracking data shows Dolly's track as it approached, and then it seemed to change directions, veering slightly to the right before hitting the bridge. Questions still remain why the ship hit the bridge. According to Maryland Governor Wes Moore, moments before impact, the vessel issued a mayday call to the Maryland Department of Transportation, telling them the ship had lost power. That moment also captured via the ship's tracking data. 1:27 a.m., the Maryland Transportation Unit dispatchers call on local units to stop bridge traffic.
One of you guys on the south side, one of you guys on the north side, hold all traffic on the Key Bridge. There's a ship approaching that just lost their steering.
A car can still be seen driving overhead. According to the governor, the mayday call gave authorities just enough time to stop traffic from crossing the bridge. Around 1:28 a.m., the live stream shows the cargo ship collides with one of the bridge's support columns.
The whole bridge just fell down. Everybody. The whole bridge just collapsed.
When key parts of the bridge or key members begin to be compromised, it then leads to a subsequent compromising of the entire structure. When you had one fall in that main span, if you look closely at the video, you'll see parts of the deck on the other side of the still very much intact support also collapse.
The preliminary investigation points to an accident. We haven't seen any credible evidence of a terrorist attack.
So this happened yesterday, right? Yesterday morning. I guess by this afternoon, without them even doing an investigation, without them even looking into all the details, they come out and they tell everyone that there's no terrorist attack. It's just a blatant accident. Again, when they come out that quick, I question it. And I think we should be able to question it. Don't you think we should be able to question this? Think about it like this. If you go on Facebook, if you go on YouTube, and you suggest that it was probably a cyber attack, the ship got hacked, and if they start removing that content, you're pretty much on the money that it was a cyber attack. Because it would not surprise me if the federal government reached out to the big tech companies. They probably already have. I'm pretty sure they have. They reach out to the big tech companies and said, for anyone who says that this was a cyber attack, you need to remove the content. You need to remove that group of people. You understand what I'm saying? I'm willing to bet that that's probably already happening. Same day. There's no evidence. What is the evidence? How much time did they take to look it up? I'm questioning it. Look at this. This was it right here. And the lights are going in and out of the ship before it hits it. You see, it's blinking. And then there's been one report saying that they were all asleep. And because it's all automated, it drives out, automation takes them out, and they're doing this. So if they're all asleep, how were they able to do a mayday, mayday, mayday?
And it's such a weird turn, right?
It's a pretty sharp turn,
yeah,
right there.
Yeah, it looks like it intently almost goes into that beam.
It kind of did.
You know, I don't know. I mean, it's questionable now that people are bringing up, you know, some reasons why somebody might want to do a terrorist act along this river and take that bridge out. It's basically a huge hub on the east coast.
Exactly. So, and to my understanding, this is one of the ports that transports so many goods.
A lot of hazardous materials. In fact,
Hazard materials are transported over there. No trains, right? Like Joe Biden said. There's no train. There's no train rail up there. There's no train track up there. Right. But what is this going to do? This is going, because this has been cut off, is going to cause the price of goods to go through the roof. I'm already seeing it happen. It's already happening. I think personally, this could be part of the black swan that people have been talking about. This could be part of it. Let me ask you this. Did you see the movie Leave the World Behind? In the very beginning of that movie, well, it's somewhat in the beginning, the first like first 10, 15 minutes or so in the movie, the couple that were in the big city, and they want to go on vacation. Just out the whim, out the blue, let's just go on vacation. Let's just drop everything, go on vacation. So they're like, okay, let's just go. So they went on vacation, and they're like hanging out on this beach. And they see a ship out in the water. And the ship is getting slightly bigger, slightly bigger. And then people started just staring at it, just because I think it was the daughter in the movie. She's just like looking, and she sees the ship getting bigger and bigger. And they said, is the ship getting bigger? What's going on? And they said, oh, it's just, you know, doing its thing. But then it's getting bigger and bigger to the point to where the ship just beaches itself. Everyone had to run because it was one of those huge, like this, cargo ships coming in, and it beached itself. Why? Because all the navigation systems went out because the systems got hacked. Then this happens. Now, look, I'm not saying this is the exact same thing, but we get to question it, right? We have every right to question what is happening, which brings me to this. Listen to what she's saying about the hacking of China in the United States of America.
Okay, I want to go. You just had this big thing with the FBI talking about what the Chinese Communist Party's cyber hacking unit that they've been monitoring for 10 years, and now they're saying it's out of control. Are your sources telling you that they feel that there's enough information out there that it is a cyber attack, and is it a state actor or non-state actors?
100%, yes. They are saying that this is a cyber attack. You didn't have a terrorist group board the ship and commandeer it and take it over. You had somebody hack into the systems on board the ship, the GPS system, and reroute that ship. They did it in the middle of the night because they didn't want the crew to be awake. They didn't want everybody to be on full high alert. They wanted everybody to be asleep and you trying to wake people up and rouse people, because when I spoke to one individual who has, let's just say he worked in Baltimore for many, many years and was there when that bridge was opened. He knew when he looked at the security camera video of the harbor, the long version, the 7 minutes, he knew from the start of that video when he looked at that ship that it was not in the channel. You need to be in the channel to make that turn, to have any chance of making that turn. So now you're traveling. That is a river that flows pretty quickly, Steve, even under normal circumstances, right? And at a certain point, you're committed. That ship is heavy. The load is heavy. The water flowing at a certain speed. You've got very little room to maneuver. So at a certain point, there was absolutely nothing that they could do to stop that ship from the course that it was on, because they were not in control of it. And they had all of these other factors coming into play. So when terrorism and counterterrorism experts look at this, when people who know critical infrastructure, there's a number of different people that I've spoken to, cyber people, when they look at it, they know exactly what they're looking at. And so it's extraordinary that anybody could come out now when they haven't had time to do an investigation, I know for a fact that they're getting people inside their agencies that are telling them what they're telling me, and they're making public statements that completely contradict what anybody who knows this terrain, who knows it, and I don't just mean the physical terrain, I mean the cyber terrain and the terrorism terrain and the critical infrastructure terrain and all of that. I mean, I've talked to people whose job after 9/11 was to identify, if you were Al-Qaeda and you wanted to capitalize on that attack, how would you do it? They were the people that came up with the term death by a thousand cuts. And what you're looking at now is exactly what they feared terrorist groups would do to really exploit the advantage that they had after 9/11. Because you are bringing the United States to its knees step by step from within.
That's exactly what we're seeing. They're bringing the United States of America to its knees. And you know what? It's not even just this. You remember the XL pipeline? You remember that? The XL pipeline got shut down. Remember that? The XL pipeline got shut down. It got hacked. It was held for ransom. You remember that? Joe Biden, under Joe Biden's regime, they are going to do something before November gets here. We know this. You know this. You need to get ready. Prepare. Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds, just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
And we're back. Thank you so much for being with us. So, you know, I look in the comments all the time, and I'm just kind of curious. What do you think? Do you think that this was a cyber attack? Because I'm seeing some people in there saying, yeah, they believe it is a cyber attack. And there's some people that don't believe a cyber attack. Some people say, look, this was just an accident. There's no need to make this out of something that it's not.
And you know what?
Well, things happen all the time, right? I mean, and that's true.
And I'm one of those people, actually. You know, even yesterday, I'm like, why does everybody want to make everything a conspiracy theory? But then I was listening to Laura Logan, and I was like, okay, so one, I know that she has good sources.
Yes.
And so when she started talking about this with Bannon, I was like, you know what? I actually see that she has some very valid points, and I see that this was a very important port, a very important river, a very important route, not only for boats.
It's a major hub.
Not only for boats, but also for trucks crossing that river.
It's a major hub. Now they have to travel north of that and south of that, which is going to cause more delays.
Yeah.
And it's not, and I'm telling you, it's going to cause, more gas is going to be needed. They're going to have to pass that price on to the consumer.
And part of the problem is,
things are going to go up.
So, and we're already having a problem with supply chains because of the Houthis making attacks in the sea over there. And so people have had to reroute and make, you know, different, come up with different routes. And now they're going to have to do it again. There's actually an article right now that's saying that companies are scrambling to see what else they can do, what they can do to keep their cargo flowing because of this incident.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, interesting.
Yeah, so
it's definitely interesting.
Yeah, one person was made a comment on Rumble and was talking about, you can see the explosions connected to the top of the bridge. Watch slow motion. You know, when you have, now, I'm not saying that there weren't any explosions. It could be. I don't know, but I haven't gone down that path as of yet. But what happens is, have you ever seen metal structures where on the other end, this, it get disrupted here, but on the other end, it pops and it sparks and it even looks like fire, looks like an explosion. That could be the case here.
Well, there was electricity running through it,
and
too,
there was electricity, you know.
So, yeah.
You sure there's electricity?
Yeah, there's lights on the bridge.
Yeah, there was lights on the bridge. So they
bridge,
probably do have the electrical.
Of course they do, you know.
So I'm not saying that I'm not really going
that route
as that they put explosions on the bridge.
Yeah, but definitely cyber.
But
could be.
I do believe that there was a cyber attack that took place. But now, again, with that said, I wouldn't put anything past this Biden regime. With that said, okay, so I'm not saying that there weren't any explosions. I'm just not going down the path right now. Maybe more information come out, maybe they'll let it out. Because think about on 9/11, when you look at the footage of 9/11, when the airplanes hit the building, you can see small explosions happening before the collapse happened. But then they say that's because of the pressure and of all the weight of, you know, above it coming down. And you know, then again, why did Building 7 go down?
And I always think you have to look at everything. So first of all, why did they come out and immediately say, we don't think this is a terrorist attack? Right? Like, why even say like, that?
You might as well say minutes later.
Right.
Minutes, basically, you can say minutes later. It's not a terrorist attack, everybody. Yeah. Nothing to see here.
Yeah, I actually got taken back because I was like, I didn't even think it was a terrorist attack, right? And then what also kind of sparked something in me is the fact that Biden just said, we're going to pay for it. And they're like, well, don't you want like the insurance company to pay for it?
Well, even the insurance company would come in and do, okay, you're getting ready to go to that. They would do an investigation.
Right.
Well, let's assess the damage.
Let's see what
happened. Has anyone ever been in a car accident?
Yeah.
So what did the insurance company tell you to do? Take pictures. Then they ask you to take, I've been in a car accident. They tell you to take the vehicle to the shop so they can assess the damage. How much is it going to cost to repair it? In this case, they haven't even sent anybody out there yet to look at it.
Well, they're going to look at the airways.
And she was saying, she was also saying that you have to look at the infrastructure below.
Yeah.
Is it damaged? All of that's probably going to have to be replaced. So it's not going to be cheap. And why did Joe Biden automatically come out, like you just mentioned, saying that we're going to fix this? We're going to throw all kind of money at it to fix this. Don't worry, we got you. And one person on the chat said, remember, everyone, there is one priority, the up and coming election.
Yep.
Right.
I said that so yesterday. Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
All of this is happening now during this election. It's a setup. Let me play some more of this if we can with her talking to Bannon.
Laura, how can people follow you on this? We'd love to have you back on the next couple of days. How do people, social media, podcast, all of your information?
Okay. I'm sorry. They're getting ready to talk about the connection. Let me play the one where Joe Biden is saying that this is the one they say he's just going to pay for it.
Yeah, he's just going to pay for it.
He's just going
to
pay for
it. And even the media is like, wait, we're just going
to
pay for it?
Yeah, I know there's a longer clip to this, but listen to this.
The federal government's also going to pay for the repairs. I'm just curious. This was a ship that appears to be at fault. Is there any reason to believe that the company behind the ship should be held responsible? And then also you mentioned...
happened. We're going to pay for it to get the bridge rebuilt and opened.
What did you...
Because it's election year. We're just going to pay for it.
He said,
no investigation, yeah. Nothing.
He said, it's going to take too long. We're just going to pay for it. And I'm like, okay. Maybe they don't want the investigation to happen. Because what does an insurance company want to do? An insurance company doesn't want to be at fault so they don't have to pay for it. So they're going to do everything they can to prove that it wasn't the ship's fault, right? And if they do that, then it could lead to further information. I'm just saying, when you start thinking of all these things, you see how there may be a suggestion, or you may understand the suggestion that it could have been a cyber attack.
Yeah. Let me play some of this from her interview with Steve Bannon.
You've never, ever talked to me, but we've reached a point in this city. I think, you know, if you look at the quote of one of the intelligence analysts that I spoke to, right? I'm just going to read it to you very, very briefly, okay? It's not long, and it really sums it up. He said, they have figured out how to bring us down. As long as you stay away from the teeth of the U.S. military, you can pick the U.S. apart. We are arrogant and ignorant, a lethal combination. Obama said they would fundamentally change America, and they did. We are in a free fall ride on a roller coaster right now. No brakes, just picking up speed. And I would urge people, watch very carefully the people that tell you that this attack doesn't matter. Stop following them on Twitter. Discount everything they say because they're either totally ignorant and useless, or they are a plant. And there's a lot of Anons out there, right? And I follow a lot of Anons. And I appreciate and respect the work that they're doing. But we're in a moment of truth now. We have very, very little time. When you stop, you know, hazardous materials and the shipment of fuel, you know what that means. It means everything goes up. It means food goes down. You know, the access to food and critical infrastructure, that means that goes down. Prices go up. This is catastrophic for the American people, and it's catastrophic for this country. But it is a financial and economic attack. If you're not going to see tanks rolling down the street, Stop looking at the type of, you know, conventional war and saying to yourself, well, if I don't see this, then it means we're okay. If people need to understand what they're looking at. And for those people who say, well, you know, the FBI, isn't it interesting? Christopher Wray just put this big counterterrorism guy, you know, he put him in charge of the FBI office of Baltimore just yesterday. And this is the guy that's out in front of the cameras already. Well, isn't that amazing, right? Do you believe in coincidences? I don't. I don't believe in coincidences anymore. None of this happens by chance. This happens by design. And the problem that we have is that people in power in this country are complicit in the breakdown of American infrastructure and America's defenses. And Steve, this is one thing that's really important for people to understand. If you step back from this for one single moment, you will notice a pattern developing here. When we left behind $80 billion of equipment in Afghanistan, nobody said we had to do that. There was no one with a gun to the administration's head saying, get out of Afghanistan by this date. They said, oh, we made a deal with the Taliban. Oh, wait a minute. You made a deal with a bunch of terrorists? You're the world's superpower. You chose a timeline and you chose an exit that resulted in handing $80 billion of advanced military equipment to your enemies. Well, what did that do? It reduced the advantage that America had on the battlefield because you narrowed the gap by giving them technology that spent years, cost the taxpayers hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars to develop. You gave that to your enemies. What did the Taliban do? They gave it to Russia. They gave it to China. They gave it to Iran. They gave it to whoever they needed to do to reverse engineer it and figure out how to use it. Then what do you have? Years later, remember when under Obama, when the drone went down, there was a stealth drone that went down over Iran and the Obama administration chose not to recover it. Well, I know people who were on a team of American intelligence operatives doing other work. They were on the ground in Iran. They were literally within less than an hour away from that drone. They had it within arm's reach. They could have gone and recovered it. And they were told to stand down.
This is somewhat nerve-wracking, but at the same time, we've been warning people, you've been warning people. I know people on here, because you're on the up and up, you've been telling people to get ready. You know, they used to talk about us all the time if you were a prepper, and now it's all starting to come to a head. We're all starting to see it actually reflect in real time. We all know that the Biden regime, they need something to happen. I'll be the first one to say that the Biden regime needs chaos before we get to the election of this year, 2024. They see President Trump winning. They see President Trump in the polls winning. They see President Trump, you know, just completely winning over the American people. And they need to do everything to stop it because they want to stay in power. This is not a game. These people are for real. These people, you can take it off the screen. These people are looking to do something extremely dramatic. And, you know, if for those of you that have been tuning in, watching Will Johnson, you know, you see me constantly say that something is going to happen. I don't know what that something is. Is there going to be more of this? I'm going to go on a limb and say, yes, there's going to be more of what we saw with this ship. It's going to be different things. More is going to happen. And again, this has nothing to do with me saying that I have a crystal ball, being a prophet. All it is I see the writing on the wall, just like you do. We see them setting us up. And a lot of this really has to do with the World Economic Forum. I've repeated this so many times. It's like I'm wondering if people actually remember when Joe Biden first came out when he was running in 2020. His whole thing was no malarkey tour. Then all of a sudden, he changed it to Build Back Better. I went and Googled Build Back Better, and it took me directly to the World Economic Forum. And their whole thing is to tear down the world economy and build it back better. That's where Joe Biden got it from. They told him that he needs to run on that. He didn't go get it. He didn't think of it himself. They told him he needed to run on that. They want to tear down the world economy, everybody. This is their goal. This is what they've been doing. This is what they've been doing. And we're seeing it happen in real time. If you've never thought about getting ready, you might want to start thinking about it right now. You might want to start thinking about it right now. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. It could be Will, too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature-regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
And we are back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. So I was going to move on to another story, but there was something else that I want to add about this issue with the shipwreck that took place in Baltimore. What just happened in Russia the other day? I'm not making the connection. I'm not saying there is a connection, right? But, and then, and on top of that, we had Sean Puffy Combs in the news for the whole sex trafficking, right? That happened before Sean, right? And now a lot of people go, where's the distraction? Wait a minute, which one happened first? Was it the shipwreck that happened, or was it Sean Puffy Combs that happened?
Will, look at this. Look at this article. This is exactly what you said to me this morning when I told you about this interview with Bannon.
With Steve Bannon?
What'd you tell me I needed to do? You said I need to watch the movie?
Oh, you're talking about... Leave the world behind.
And this is causing a lot of stir right now. Baltimore bridge collapse draws comparisons to Obama's produced film.
brought that up in the beginning of the show.
Ships. I'm just saying, isn't it funny how you're not the only one?
Because like I'm telling you, because it was really odd. Because when I watched the movie, and I'm just sitting there watching it, and I was like, it's really kind of odd. Like, what are they looking at? What is going on? They made it really eerie, like, right? It's kind of odd. And I'm looking at it, and this ship came on shipwreck. And then we have this one here. And then not only that, we've had other cyber attacks. Don't forget the cyber attack that happened in Hawaii. You remember not too long ago, it was their water filtration in Hawaii. Then they had a cyber attack here in the state of Texas. The electrical grid. Now they're saying it's a cyber attack with this ship. Then don't forget there was a cyber attack with the pipeline on the East Coast. You can't make it up. And I've constantly said that people need to get ready. This is the election year. We know that they're going to do something. Now, if I had that magical crystal ball and tell everybody exactly how this is all going to play out, then I would spill the beans because I don't want it to happen. I don't want what the Democrats are trying to sell us because they're not selling us anything that is good. They're not trying to help us with anything when it comes to the infrastructure of our country. And this is just another example of how the Democrats put America last. This is just another example. And then Joe Biden immediately says that he's going to come out and he's going to spend the money for it to fix the bridge. We're going to replace it. We're just going to fix it. Not even questioning anything. We're just going to fix it. It's election year. There's a reason why. How quick did Joe Biden address East Palestine? How quick was that? How quick did Joe Biden address the fires that took place in Hawaii? How quick was that? You're talking about lives were lost. How quick did Joe Biden respond to the fires that were taking place here in Texas? These are huge fires. How quick does Joe Biden respond? Well, let me put it this way. How long did it take him to respond to the border? How many years did it take him to go to the border? But this, he responds swiftly. If you haven't seen the movie, I know a lot of people don't want to watch a movie because it has a connection with Obama. Leave the World Behind. I mean, if you can get over that point, you should watch it. If you can get over that, you should watch it. I'm telling you right now, if you can get over the fact that Obama's name's connected to it some kind of way, if you can just set that aside and watch the movie, you might be like looking at what the plan is. It's like they put the plan right in front of our faces.
Yeah, well, and you know, you talk about what could happen. There's an article on CNN Business right now. It says cars, sugar, and cruises, how the port of Baltimore.
Can you put that on the screen? Can we put that on the screen?
Closure could hurt the economy, right? It says briefly, it says, we are omitting Baltimore on all our services for the foreseeable future until it's deemed safe for passage through this area. It says the closure to the Midwest, more than any other port on the East Coast, Baltimore is a major hub for vehicles, containers, and commodities. Baltimore ranks first among U.S. ports for autos and light trucks. Isn't that interesting? And handling a record 650,000 vehicles last year. So they're deeming this as one of the major ports. Anyways, yeah, interesting.
Yeah, you know what? This is this is highly, I mean, there's so many questionable things that's happening with this. There's so many different things. Let me share this with you, Shannon. See if you can put this up on the screen here. Because actually someone just put the comment on here saying, look like Laura just retweeted this.
Okay.
Maybe you can get this and put it up on the screen. I just sent you the link. Because we should be asking questions. When you get to the point to where, again, the government state media that automatically came out saying that this was just an accident, walk away from it, stop talking about it, stop looking at it, that should send off alarms. At least it does for me. every time you have the government or the government state media telling us not to look at something, it sets off alarms. Like for another example, how the government telling us and then they get banned on social media, if you question, not even necessarily denying, but if even just simply questioning what took place in the election of 2020, just questioning it, they will ban you, suspend you, everything. Oh, you're an election denier. When the government, state media, that's the and that's part of the reason why Rona is no longer at MSDNC, because she made public statements questioning the 2020 election. And they're saying, well, the only reason why she was questioning it because she was getting a paycheck from the RNC. Now that she's not at the RNC, she's going to like change her tune. You understand what I'm saying? Do you want to show that, Shannon?
So what you just sent me was
let me see who let me see it was let me make sure I like to give credit here is a Laura B left a comment on Frank's speech.
So I'm not sure who this person is that posted this.
Uh-huh.
They're verified, so but it says clearly
it was Laura B said it was retweeted by Laura.
Okay. By Laura Logan. So yes. It says, clearly the Dolly cargo ship was underway with all power to the moment of impact. It says the exterior lights on the ship can be shut off. That doesn't necessarily mean you lost power. That's a good point.
Right.
The most striking bit of information I can see is the speed. The speed increased to maximum speed of 8.7 knots, which it reached approximately 4 minutes before impact. At approximately 4 minutes before impact, it also initiated a turn directly heading towards the pylon it ultimately made contact with. Now, I pointed that out. I said it almost looks like it was directly going to that.
Yeah, it went straight to it.
But he shows, when we come back, we'll show the speed.
Yeah, we'll be right back, everybody. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk more about this.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves, exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
Okay, let me play some of this really quick for you. This is some more with Steve Bannon, because I think it's really important that this information gets out.
Guys around, I don't know how they steered it at 8 knots right into the foundational element of the bridge. They could have dropped anchor. They should have had backup systems. You say there may be something. Here's the other thing that's concerned me. Why they run to the mic head? McCabe on this morning on at sunrise on CNN saying it's not terrorism. It's not terrorism. It's not. It might not be terrorism. But why do you come to the mic right away? These are the type. We need facts. We need empirical evidence. We need an investigation. What is your investigation telling you?
Well, I have a better question for you, Steve. Why are you coming to the mic telling the country that it's not terrorism when your own intelligence agencies are telling you it is? And I know they are, because I didn't make this up. These are not my words, right? I'm talking to people who are on the inside, some who are on active duty, some who are retired, and everyone, literally, from critical infrastructure in Department of Homeland Security to the intelligence agencies, they know there's no other, it's there. This is a cyber attack on a critical infrastructure corridor for the United States. This is, you know, for those people who think this is just a river, this is in Baltimore, what does this matter? You don't know anything about what you're talking about. This, the I-94 corridor on the eastern seaboard, is literally what connects the north and south. And when I talk about hazardous materials, right, this is a brilliant, well-planned strategic attack on one of the most important supply chains in the United States of America. The only other one is in the western side in California. That's the only one that's busier. And what you have done is you now have shut it down. And when I talk about hazardous materials, what are we talking about here? This is refined fuels, right? This is propane gas. This is diesel. This is fuel. This is flammable materials. This is oversized loads, nitrogen, chemicals. Everything that you need for your economy to move has literally just been shut down for 4 to 5 years.
Think about this. I mean, this is amazing. This is wild. They just one bridge is going to disrupt. And even just, we just talked about it a second ago, even CNN was talking about how devastating this is going to be. I don't think we've even seen the actual outcome, the results of this as of yet, because people have stuff right now. They're not waiting on it because they have it there. Well, they are waiting on stuff now, but I don't think we've seen the total, the total impact, that this is going to cause for everyone that is, and how many, what was on the ship? I mean, are they
hazardous materials, they said.
Hazardous materials?
Yeah.
But it says some of the containers fell into the water, too.
Yeah, I heard one, but there could have been more. Yeah. Yeah.
And how did they do it? They knew that they had to target one of two main anchor points on that bridge. There are two load-bearing pylons that any structural engineer can identify that are on the end of each side of the bridge. These are the ones that are thicker and stronger than anything else on that bridge. And when you hit one of those pylons, when you take that out, the reason you see so much of that bridge collapse instantly is you just brought 50% of the span of that bridge coming crumbling down. And what you don't see beneath the surface of the water, Steve, is absolutely catastrophic. It is a structural nightmare and a logistical nightmare, because you have the entire bottom part, the concrete part of that bridge, and you don't know the extent of the structural damage to that. And you won't know it until you pull all of that infrastructure out of there and you get to look at it. And so you're talking 3 to 5 years at best. And what you're talking about here is probably building a new bridge. So what you have effectively done now, you've shut down the I-95 corridor that's above ground. So now you're going to have to go north to New York. You're going to have to go south to North Carolina. Your trucks, your hazardous materials are going to have to go around Baltimore now. They're not going to be able to go through it. And what else did you do? You shut down the sea corridor, the shipping corridor, because now the port is shut down, right? And so all those tankers that are out at sea that have hazardous materials on them, those are going to have to all be rerouted. And why can you not move hazardous materials through the tunnel? Why is this such a big deal? Because they created that bridge because hazardous materials, for example, oversized loads, they don't fit in the tunnel system.
Yep.
And there's other loads that are so dangerous that they require a permit. It takes time to get a permit. It costs money to get a permit. It requires an escort, right? You've seen it on the highways sometimes. You've seen when you have these massive oversized loads and they've got escorts all around them, these huge convoys. Well, what do you do on one of the busiest corridors in the United States? You don't shut it down in the day so this can happen. That means you can only move this stuff at night, which automatically impacts the amount of traffic that you can use. The tunnel is going to be overloaded. This is what you call death by a thousand cuts.
Death by a thousand cuts. For me, that's looking at this happening. I'm at a loss for words here. I really am.
Yeah, so why
because she's laying it all out there, that the media immediately came out there telling us one thing, and just like I was saying, if the media is going to come out there and tell you that, oh, this is just an accident, don't worry about it, move on, nothing to see here, there's a reason why. Because they don't want people to know the truth. They're going to hide it. And of course, like we've been saying, we're in election year. Let me bring up something else before we go out of here. Today, or I think this was today, or maybe it was yesterday, President Trump did a video for a Bible that he's selling. Can you pull that up on the screen, Shannon? The Bible, is possibly we can pull that up on the screen. President Trump he's endorsing this Bible that has the Constitution. Of course, it has the Bible, but it has the Constitution in it, right? The Bill of Rights. It has the Pledge of Allegiance. And there was something else in there, I think. But the fact is, President Trump is talking about this Bible that he is pushing. He's endorsing it, asking people to purchase it. And it's basically for Easter, right? Easter is what, next Sunday, right? And we're getting ready. I mean, this Friday we have, you know, it's Passover. So, but anyways, the reaction from the left. And Darlin just brought it back up to my attention. And I was thinking about that earlier, that President Trump endorsing this Bible, and it's God's word we're talking about. Just think about it. The Bible, the Constitution, you know, the Bill of Rights, the Pledge of Allegiance, one nation under God. All of that combination together in one book, the Democrats are coming unglued. And now you wonder why I'm calling them Democrats. Do you need to wonder any longer? Do you need to wonder any longer? Are you looking for it?
I am.
I actually bookmarked the video with Trump under mine.
Oh, you did? Okay.
So the point is, President Trump is talking about this Bible and he's holding the Bible. And I'm pretty sure they made sure that he was holding the Bible upside right this time because, you know, they had the Democrats. And what's really interesting, remember President Trump, when he was in office, he walked over to the church and he was holding the Bible, holding it up. And because he was holding it, the letters were upside down, that they were saying, oh, my goodness, he's holding the Bible upside down. These same people that complain about that, they reject Christ. They reject God. These same people, same group of people complaining about this, rejecting God, talking about President Trump, the way he was holding the Bible. The way he's holding the Bible. Is that it there?
Yeah.
Let's just put it on the screen. I didn't get it. I didn't have the video. Did we get the video? Are you going to get the video?
This isn't even the one that Trump tweeted out. This says, nothing will trigger godless left more than a holy Bible, except the Bible plus Donald Trump. Now, it had the Constitution in it. It has the Bill of Rights. It has the, the Pledge of Allegiance.
Uh-huh. I know there was a couple of
things. Two other things.
In there that triggers the left. Everything in there that they hate. They want to burn it. Were you trying to get that to play it?
No.
Okay. I just find it really interesting, right? That... And when I first saw the video of President Trump talking about the Bible, I didn't even, you know that he was talking about it for Easter. I didn't know. And to be honest with you, when I saw President Trump holding the Bible and he was, you know, endorsing the Bible, I was like, okay, good for him. This is good. This is the type of president that I want, one that's endorsing the Bible. I have no issues with it. I have no issues with the Constitution coming with it. None at all. I have no issues with the Pledge of Allegiance being with it. None at all. I reposted it and I said, look how these demons are reacting. And every last one of them, they're angry. The mainstream media, they're all angry about it. Why? Because you know what? You know the main reason why they're angry? They're not angry because President Trump is holding the Bible. They're not angry because President Trump is talking about the Bible. They're angry because President Trump is holding the Bible, talking about it, and we're paying attention. He is drawing attention to God. Regardless, President Trump, he's drawing attention to Almighty God. That is the main problem with all of this. That is the main problem. Because see, if President Trump was holding the Bible upside down, they would say, oh my goodness, he's holding it upside down. Now he's not holding it upside down. Now he's endorsing it. Now they have a bigger problem. See, they didn't have a problem with holding it upside down. Oh, look. And the only reason why they were doing that when President Trump was holding it the first time or one other time is because they were trying to get you and I to reject President Trump. But it didn't work. And now he's holding the Bible again. And he's directing people's attention that he himself is acknowledging Almighty God. That's where the biggest problem come in. See, when you're a person like President Trump in his position, you're not supposed to acknowledge God. You're supposed to only acknowledge humanity. You're supposed to say the emotion, like sometimes Joe Biden would say, God bless America, God bless our troops. He's not talking about the God of all creation. That's not who Joe Biden's talking about. Because if he was, he just might get hit with lightning. Because he's all for sexualizing kids. He's all for abortion. He's for everything that is demonic. More, I think, to my understanding, if not more, but at least there's a great deal of the people that's in his cabinet that lives a sodomite lifestyle. You got grown men putting on dresses. That's all of this goes against God. And the very fact that President Trump is holding that Bible, I should have got that video to play it for you. But the very fact that President Trump is holding the Bible and endorsing it, encouraging people to purchase it, I think it was like $66 before tax. He's encouraging people to buy, to get their hands on that Bible. And I was telling my producer, you know what? If I had the funds, I would get it. So if y'all want to help me get one, because right now I don't have, I mean, the way Facebook hit me up, I'm really holding on the threads here right now. So if someone wants to help me get it, please go to my website, UniteAmericaFirst.com, and help me get it. There's different ways. UniteAmericaFirst.com/donate. There's different ways you can support me to get one. And I get it, and I will show it to you right here on the screen, the same one. UniteAmericaFirst.com/donate. That's if you find it in your heart to help me get one of these. Other than that, I would just purchase it myself, but Facebook took away a great deal of my income, and I'm really trying to figure out how I can get there to make a difference now to keep the lights on. So again, UniteAmericaFirst.com if you want to help me get one. If you find it in your heart to help me, so I'm going to help this guy. I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much, everybody. See you tomorrow. Stay safe out there. Stay strong. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my premium queen, only $24.98. Or my premium king, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.